Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 931 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Steven.
Hey, Pat. Steve Christensen here from ScoopSchool.com. From Australia originally, but now living in the United States. Very grateful for that. Hey, quick question. So I guess I've become a little bit of an expert in my industry of ice cream and frozen dessert training and education. I have a podcast. I do a lot of consulting. I have a Thinkific site at scoopschool.com that has video-based training. I teach classes and so forth. Also have another website called insideicecream.com that kind of cross over. One's more informational, the other one's more education and training. Here's my question. So I've created this authority in the ice cream industry, but I really feel as though I should be crossing over into the general restaurant or food service industry with the information that I've got. I'm putting videos and content online which are very specific to the ice cream business, but the principles are almost exactly the same for restaurants and food trucks and everything else, food costs, labor costs, marketing, promotion. So I guess my question is, do I need to refashion, re-record, refilm all of the content with more of a generic food service application? I kind of feel as though I need to make that crossover. Anyway, appreciate all that you do. Look forward to hearing back from you. Thanks, mate. See ya.
Hey, Steven. Thank you so much for the question. Steven from ScoopSchool.com. What a cool name and what a cool industry that you're in. I need to learn more about what you're doing and how you've been able to break through into that, because that's really cool. Now, should you expand your niche into other industries or the general restaurant industry? I would actually hesitate against going into the general restaurant industry. I think where you stand out and why you stand out right now is because it's so industry specific. And I think by expanding into general, you're going to definitely lose a lot of that specificity that makes it attractive to go to Scoop School. So here's what I would recommend, though. I think it's important for you to expand and grow, but I think you should expand and grow into another related field, not a specific, or not a broad one, but a specific one. A good example of this is a woman named Jennifer, who I featured at the end of my book, Will It Fly? She created a software that was specifically for people who wanted to have their yoga classes streamed to students who weren't able to come to class, very specific to yoga. And it was called Namastream, which is a really incredible name, actually. So namastream.com. And it was a very successful software, and she wanted to expand. Now, she could have expanded into general, just anybody who wants to stream anything. But she expanded into another industry that was related, but not in the vertical of yoga, but in the vertical of fitness. And so what I mean by that is specifically, and this will become more clear once I say this, she then specifically targeted CrossFit gyms and other gyms that were specific to different kinds of, you know, physical and athletic activity. So is there an industry that is not ice cream, but also not so broad as just general restaurant or food service that you could potentially tap into? Now, I'm sure you're thinking of already a lot of them. And what I would do is map them all out, you know, literally do a brainstorming session so you can see all of your options out there and find where there may be patterns or there may be ones that you seem to have more interest in or that have just that need more help. And you might be able to find a way to break through into those. And it's very similar to, and I heard a story once, and it really resonated with me when I first started online. And it didn't really apply to me at first because I didn't even have a business yet. But I can see how it can apply, and it makes sense. So the story is there was a guy who created a bug spray, and it was an all-in-one, can kill any kind of bug spray. So he sold it as an all-in-one bug spray, and it didn't do very well. So he took it home. And he repackaged it, and one of those packages was, it was marked as the best ant killer. And he sold it as an ant killer, and it did very well there. Then he branded it as a mosquito killer, and it did very well there. As a cockroach killer, and it did very well there. And so I don't know if this story is true, but the point of it is that when you get specific with your solutions to the pains that people have, to the interests that they have at that time, you're more likely to make more sales. And yes, you are narrowing your audience, but you are also focusing on your audience too, which makes it easier for you to stand out, makes it easier for you to chat with them, to learn their language, to understand what their pains are in their language without creating something general that could, yes, become a solution for them, but not one that they're going to be targeted and interested in. The other example or other stories, you know, if I'm going to start becoming a serious runner, I'm going to go to the mall and I'm going to see a bunch of different shoe stores, right? There are also those ones that have all kinds of shoes, like Shoe Pavilion. But if I'm a serious runner and I want to get the best shoes for my feet so I don't get blisters and I can run at maximum effort and minimum effort, maximum efficiency, well, then I'm going to go to a shoe store that specializes in running, okay? So what other than ice cream could you go into within the food service or even dessert industry, for example, like snow cones? I bet you could just kill it with snow cones. Like, I'm not even kidding. Especially that narrows down, you know, where you go. It narrows down who you speak to, who you reach out to, who you can sort of tap into, and it just makes it very easy to understand, oh, well, if I want to start a snow cone company or snow cone mobile, I know where I can get that information, as opposed to just general restaurant. That's not where I'm going to search if I'm looking to start one of those things. So anyway, hopefully that makes sense, Stephen. Let me know what you think, and I look forward to hearing how everything progresses. And I've seen you recently on a lot of live streams of mine, and just want to thank you for all the support. And I hope this was helpful. So, Stephen, thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by William James. Lives based on having are less free than lives based either on doing or on being. All right, guys, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.